everybody, welcome to episode 74 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi.
And Dylan Roush.
Hola.
Gabe Philbin.
Django.
And our friend from across the West Seattle Bridge, Devin Sneeman.
Heyo.
Hey, dude. What's up?
Hi.
You are also from It's the Lingo. It's another podcast. I don't know if you want to plug anything.
The Gamer Complex.
It's the Gamer Complex.
Whatever.
That's the lingo is Justin Rubio.
Javi, you goofed.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know the lingo.
You're fucked.
See, it's
the Gamer Complex. It's my podcast. We do it a lot. It's really, really, we do it a lot. Yeah.
It's totally frequent.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Very, very timely. All the time.
Is this sarcasm I'm missing?
Yes.
This week we're going to talk about the JRPG and Ni No Kuni. Ni No Kuni and the JRPG. Right, Gabe?
Drab.
Yes. Okay. So, I haven't been playing it. Gabe hasn't been playing it. We know Ryan definitely is.
Yeah. All the JRPGs? What?
Jarobs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I play a lot of those.
However,
By that, I mean I don't play any.
Damn it.
Once it's got robots, then...
Are you saying that I'm the only person...
This is a really well-thought-out podcast topic. Let's talk about this game we haven't played.
No, we're talking about JRPGs, and Ni No Kuni is the new one. And then we're going to talk about the future of them.
The future. You've gotten the only sneak peek at the future.
The future of JRPGs.
And how is it looking?
Is it here?
It looks very pretty, which is typical, I suppose. But this is, of course, a little bit of a different style, being the studio... How do you pronounce it? Studio Ghibli or Ghibli?
Ghibli-bop-bop.
It's collaborating with that animation studio, famous animation studio in Japan. And so it has that signature style.
Famous animation studio in Japan?
It's called Studio Ghibli. Studio Ghibli. Giblets.
Studio animation. Studio Giblets
and Bits.
You know, Miyazaki's...
Studio Gibbler. Runs by Kimmy Gibbler.
So, it looks fantastic. I mean, it's a beautiful looking game, and I am a big fan of a lot of Miyazaki movies and Studio Ghibli stuff, and so I am not a fan of JRPGs, but the art style... The art style and everything for this game, Ni No Kuni, got me really excited, and I bought it the day it came out, which is today. So I've played maybe 2.5 hours of it, which in JRPG terms means that I am not even through the tutorial.
You got a subtitle screen.
Yeah, they just told me the name.
Have you pressed start yet?
I just named my character. I woke up and... No.
Is that how every JRPG starts? You wake up.
Yeah.
You wake up, you have amnesia.
There's no amnesia, but your mother does die. So that's fun.
And do you go to the carnival?
Spoilers.
Damn, that's dark.
This is a deal breaker. Is there a carnival?
I don't know yet. I have yet.
Not
to
yet.
See a
but
carnival.
There will be.
It's a JRPG.
Every Jabrob starts with a carnival.
I gotta say though, the writing for this game is giving me it's not so great. It's it's pretty good for the most part, except for there are a lot of like anthropomorphic like animal characters in this fantasy world. Like there are like, you know, kind of cats walking around.
Jesus Christ, how horrifying.
There's a raven. There's a raven man, and they all constantly talk in cat and bird puns.
And man.
I shit you not.
That's
I shit
awesome.
You not. The king of this village is like King Tom or something. Yes, this is King Perfect. You know, and they refer to him as Your Meowjesty.
Oh.
And like they fit it in ways that you would never even believe. Like I can't remember, the bird says
fantastic.
The bird says caw a lot, and and he's like a raven, so he says he must be raven mad to price stuff the way that he does.
Dude.
Yeah, like I don't know, dude. Whoever did the English translation.
Bad? Because this sounds like
just this does sound pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's so heavy. It's so heavy. They really lay it on thick though. And so it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of cute, but it's also like, give me a break. Damn.
It sounds like a everyday conversation with Javi.
Yeah. Uh-huh. If there's a easy access, if there's a low hanging fruit, I will grab that fruit.
Someone got Javi a stepladder for Christmas so he could get all the low hanging.
You'll grab that low hanging fruit and you'll fuck it.
Yeah. What?
I'm sorry. Do we not curse?
No, we're a very clean podcast, Devin.
Who the fuck you think you're talking to?
You just fucking walk up in here and say shit like that.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Have you ever been in a conversation with Dylan Roush?
Yeah, sorry.
We couldn't make this a clean podcast if we tried.
Good luck with that,
basically,
bitch.
Basically, whenever you're on something that you've never been on before, you have to say, oh, can I say that? Can I say that on television?
Ah, can you say that on the internet?
Yeah. What
like
else?
The time Tom Hanks said fuck in that interview on The Morning Show.
Yeah, he forgot to ask.
What a dumbo.
Yep.
The combat system is pretty complex from what I can tell so far. And you've got, it kind of has a little bit of a Pokemon edge to it because you've got familiars and you can collect familiars that fight for you and they all have different abilities and you can train them to learn different new abilities and it kind of has that vibe to it.
And then they evolve.
I don't know if they evolve yet. I have seen no evolution.
Never plays it.
Combat's kind of been the spot where JRPGs have been like stagnant for a long time.
Yeah. Have you played any like Tales games? Like
Tales of Symphonia.
Yeah, it feels kind of like that, where it's in kind of a little battle arena that you can move freely around, and then you can queue up activities. And so it's kind of like a half turn-based, half active combat.
It's kind of like Eternal Sonata also, right?
Yeah, I've never played Eternal Sonata, so I'm entirely
It shares a similar like aesthetic at times.
What, the battle system?
It's to Eternal Sonata.
Yeah. Which is like Tales also, but I don't think in Tales you have a time limit once you move your character. Like in Eternal Sonata, if you took a step, then all of a sudden you hit your like 30-second time limit, not even 30-second, like 10-second time limit starts going, and you have to do all the shit you want to do before your turn's over.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's like everything's happening at once in this, and
oh, so there's no breaks. I mean, it's kind of like Kingdom Hearts even, where like it's just all. You're in control the whole time?
Yeah, there are certain things that you can do that will stop the battle, like if you're about to switch out like a different character or something. But for the most part, when you're like selecting abilities and queuing up attacks and stuff, it's all just happening in front of you.
That's cool.
So it's really hectic. And I got into the second dungeon, and I think I need to level up a little bit because I pretty much got my ass handed to me.
Oh, cool. So. Time to grind. Already grinding.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I just don't get the nuances of the combat system well enough yet. But yeah, so I got pretty destroyed.
I know how you can learn the nuances of the combat system. Grind.
Grinding.
Mino grinding.
Mino like the grinding.
Oh.
Mm. It's only like I just love the game, like the way the game looks.
It is beautiful. It is
like how they have the two like the like animated cutscenes, but then. Just the way the game looks while you're playing it. It's such a brilliant blend. Like,
I saw what it looked like for the first time yesterday. I had no idea what this game was. Like, I heard the name a lot. I heard the name a whole lot. But then I never bothered to go look up what it was. So
it's, you know, the cutscenes, yeah, are pure animation. So they look exactly like, you know, like Howl's Moving Castle or whatever it'll be.
Spirited Away, et cetera.
It looks beautiful like that. And then you get into, there are some kind of half cut scenes with voice acting that are in the game engine. And you can tell the difference, definitely. But the style is so reminiscent of that animation style that it blends pretty well and looks really, really good.
Dude, how fucking cool would it be if Disney pulled that shit with, like, Kingdom Hearts 3? Like, if they had fully animated cut scenes with whatever world you were in, too. So, like,
I'm sorry, We don't talk about Kingdom Hearts anymore.
I'm sorry. you go into a like a Pixar movie, and all of a sudden everything's 3D, like made by Pixar, and then you go into, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Squeenix would rather not talk about this at all.
They've made way too much money.
If they just like ignore it entirely
people want this way too much. We can't talk about it.
We can't stop it. Stop.
So how about that Pokemon?
Yeah, and
I love Pokemon.
Pokemon has been incredibly stagnant since.
Oh my god, dude.
Pokemon is like the only JRPG I like again now. Every other one of them has been like, oh, you've let me down, Final Fantasy 13. Get fucked, you fucking assholes.
But why? Why Pokemon? Why does that still, like, stick with us? Why do we still like Pokemon after all these, and when it's still exactly
collecting.
The same?
I think that's part of it. It's exactly the same, but it's just, like, there's just enough there. It's just a pleasant nostalgia trip. It's a very safe, comforting game, you know? Like, it's part of your childhood, but, like, in a new package. It's almost
get
like...
ready, because Pokemon X and Y are going to rock your world with their
no, it's not
3D graphics.
It's 3D graphics, but it's still a grid-based movement system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same game.
It's the same exact game.
All I need is a new perspective. I don't give a fuck.
Here's my
it's
driving...
It's not a new perspective.
Here's my motivating... My motivating factor is that... Oh, there's new sprites for all the Pokemon. I get to see what Squirtle looks like in greater pixelization. What? In a higher resolution.
But Pokemon X and Y is kind of like an interesting thing to look at because that's like progressive for the Pokemon.
Yeah.
For the Pokemon franchise.
Well, they had to eventually. They prolonged it forever.
But they lost their shit.
They stopped calling it colors, so they're...
It's a huge change. Momentum shift. I can't wait for Pokemon A, B, and C.
I give that joke an F. And letter joke. Letter joke. dude. I have been playing Leaf Green for like 8 hours in the last 2 days. Probably more.
I could start a new game in Heart Gold, but...
I have this happen to me every like 3 or 4 years probably, where I say to myself, god damn it, I need to play Pokemon right now. And so I just play like Blue, or in this case Leaf Green or Fire Red, until I get sick of it, and then I am okay for a while.
Oh,
alright guys.
Wait,
someone's
wait.
Here. No?
Wait. Yeah, someone's here.
Someone's here? Yeah.
Someone's...
Housekeeping!
Oh, housekeeping.
No!
Hello! Oh, I guess Ryan better clean up around here.
I'm not the one who cleans up.
You clean up every
you
goddamn
are now.
Ryan. I don't clean up. I just say the stuff. Why do we have a housekeeper if we clean up? God! People don't know what we hire these people
Should we
for.
Just start calling Lori live and having...
I mean, if you're willing to put up with the international rates.
She has a Skype account.
Don't matter.
All right, so anyway, go to our website, GameOverNation.com. Find us on Twitter, @GameOverNation. We have an email, but we never check it, so fuck it. You can find us all individually. You can find us all individually on Twitter. I am at Airstrike Rhino. Javi is at JaviG0N. Dylan is at Delanosaurus. And Gabe is at RabbitWombat9. And we've got our guest here, Devin Sneathan. What is your...
Jet Reset.
Jet Reset.
Yep.
Oh, did he already leave? Oh,
no, I'm still here, baby.
I ask you questions and you don't answer them.
Ah, man. man. Nah.
You can go check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/GameZeroVernation, or Facebook. Like us on Facebook. You should definitely do that. It's facebook.com/GameOverNation.
Subscribe to us on our YouTube channel because we got some, yeah, we got some
we've
things
been growing
going
a little bit. That's been
got some dope stuff coming out, and that's coming from a third party.
Ooh.
Dopest.
Ooh. If you like dope.
It's so dopey.
It's the straight dope.
Sudopin.
Dope. I'm gonna go eat at B-dubs.
What?
B-dubs.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah. Four times in 5 days.
Dylan's trying to become the king of...
I'm gonna take
over as
mayor. All right,
guys. Yeah, definitely go to our YouTube channel. You can find the link on the right of our site on GameOverNation.com. We have started a new show called After the Fact. We've been trying to, I've had that like in the works forever, and we finally went forward and did it. We got another one coming up soon, so yeah, subscribe so you can see all that shit.
Remember when the first one was supposed to be about Journey?
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Instead, you made about this shitty fucking running game.
Like, this is my favorite game, and this is everything that sucks about it. So I'm
pretty much,
try
yeah.
it, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.